The pre-game interview.
As we go down to Jason Doherty, standing alongside James Kelly. Evening to you, Jace.
Thank you, Kingy. Yes, we are here with James Kelly this evening. And, James, it's fair to say we just need a win, I think. Is that what we're looking for?
No, I think it's fair, yeah. Four in a row, four losses in a row is never ideal. So, one of the funny things, I heard Scotty talk about this during the week as well, is even though we've won four in a lost four in a row, the club sort of still felt relatively positive. You know, the losses have only been pretty close, 8 points or so, and the mood around the joint's been pretty good. So hopefully that just translates through to a good performance tonight. A couple of good weeks on the track are always positive as well. So, but yes, a win would be nice.
we take the Gold Coast game out. Yeah, it's a very even competition. So you can be on the wrong side or the right side, pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a little bit of timing. Every team goes through ebbs and flows, so it's sort of a little bit of not who you play, it's when you play them a little bit, which has always been a little bit true, but this year it feels a bit more pronounced. So, Hawthorn beat Adelaide today, and Adelaide have been going really well. Hawthorn sort of seem to be ascending again, and Port Adelaide beat us really well with a few guys out a couple of weeks ago and then lost. So, I think all in all, the AFL would be pretty happy with close games and an even competition, but it does make the advantages really in the margin this season. So important for us to keep training hard and playing well and taking the wins when we get them.
Cal, Kingy, Cass and Troy Selwood talking to you. Good luck tonight, firstly. But thanks, just want to touch on Sean Manor. Hasn't played VFL. He's not obviously playing AFL tonight. Is something has kept him out, or was he just the carryover and you've managed him?
No, he's just the carryover, mate. We sort of had a little bit of a chat about him playing maybe a half in the VFL, but it's always just a bit too much of a risk. You never really know whether there's going to be a few gastro outbreaks through the middle part of the day and someone pings their calf in a warm-up, all those sort of things. So we just don't love to take any unnecessary risk with that. But always the thing is, it's never great being the carryover for Sean, but we're always the person we carry over, we're really happy to have in the team, so that's why they're the carryover. And that's certainly the case with Sean. He's playing some really good footy.
Reece Stanley played a half in the VFL. Have you got a bit of feedback on how he got through, and you're happy with what he was able to produce?
Yeah, I had a little chat to Reece before, actually. He was really, really positive. Said he tested out his knee a couple of times with some agility movements, or as agile as big guys can get. But he said he felt really good. It was good to get in and around some contests and build up some confidence. So, I sort of watched most of the game and I felt like he was pretty good.
It's a very different looking Richmond to the one you've played over the years. There's a lot of guys there we're seeing for the first time, and you'll be seeing live potentially for the first time as well. Does it make them a little bit more dangerous and unpredictable?
Does a little bit. A few matchups and sort of it's certainly a different looking forward line. Their back line's still really strong and really well connected. I felt like the game they played last week against Essendon, they looked a lot more like the Richmond of, their really successful years. Their pressure on the ball was really good. They got the ball into open space. So even though the personnel are a little different, I think, Adam Uzo's done a really good job of sort of merging that group together and still getting them to play a dangerous brand of footy. So down here against us, it's going to be a good contest.
James, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You'll be invoicing us soon. You're on a fair bit, but it's always nice to hear your dulcet tones. Your midfield is probably thin, I'd say, fair to say. Tanner Bruin, Holmes, Bowes and Atkins are the only four I really could find that were perhaps genuine midfielders. What are you going to do there, a bit of sort of mix and match?
I wouldn't call it thin. Without Paddy and Garth, it's definitely a different look. But, with Ollie Dempsey playing on the wing, Mark O'Connor in the team, Mitch Duncan going through the midfield, O'Shane Mullen's been playing in there a little bit too, so I feel like we've still got a really strong midfield and certainly enough talent around the ball to get it done.
And another week, Cat fans get to see Conway play, and also Shannon Neal gets another crack. I thought Shannon Neal actually looked quite good in the ruck. He's obviously still very much a developing player, but showed some signs last week in the ruck.
I really like him in the ruck. One of the things with Shannon is he's still learning his craft, obviously, as all young players are, but his aerobic ability, his ability to run and change pace as a big player is really his strength and his weapon. So putting him up around the ball and getting him to sort of charge forward a little bit looked really good for him, I thought. So hopefully we get enough time out of him in the ruck today as well as forward. But He's like any young key forward. He's got to take his opportunities when they come, and the harder he works, the more he's going to get. So we're really positive about how he's looking.
One of the themes across the last five, maybe 6 weeks, bar maybe the Melbourne game, is just your inability to stop scores when the momentum is against you. We saw last week, second quarter, 6 goals. Conversely, in the last quarter, GWS, I think you had 24 inside 50s. GWS only conceded 2 goals. Just being able to just limit the scoring when it's not running your way, which it's not going to all the time, is that something that you've sort of focused on and working on?
Yeah, we talk about it pretty constantly, sort of talking about it before, about the closeness of the competition. Those momentum swings really do play into that a bit. You know, if you sort of have a different sort of look with your personnel, ahead of the ball or around the ball, it can have a bigger impact than it has in previous years. So we do talk about that a bit, and sometimes I think the game last week, GWS kicked those goals in a pretty short period of time. It was about sort of 6 minutes, so by the time you're sort of trying to make some changes and get some messages down, get some rotations on, the moment can pass you by a bit. So most of our time is spent empowering the players to make those changes themselves and just getting them across what we feel like the changes might be best. But it certainly is something we don't want to do, and we do work on constantly.
Speaking with Geelong assistant coach James Kelly as part of Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell, here's Troy Selwood on Carroll Football.
James, you've seen over the last month opposition clubs putting even more time into Tommy Stewart off halfback, and I guess at times they're saying they're having a little bit of success. I still feel like Tom's playing some good footy, but how have you guys seen it as coaches? Are the clubs taking a similar approach each week, or is it a week-to-week sort of change-up? And could we see Tommy maybe move up through the midfield a little bit more to try and release him?
It's a really hard one, mate. I sort of watch it pretty closely, and I reckon most teams put some work into him every week. I think there's just been a couple of games where he hasn't played a bad game, but the McEntee one at Port Adelaide sort of got under his skin a little bit, and that became really obvious sort of on the night. But all in all, I reckon everyone has a bit of a crack at him every week. They never want him to mark the ball. You know, it was a couple of weeks ago, Pedler was against Adelaide, was following him everywhere, and he took, nearly a world record intercept mark. So I understand the sort of story behind it. I think he's still played pretty good footy, just not the really high games, which is just a bit of bad timing. And to sort of address your point about the midfield, I think that's always something we have up our sleeve, particularly in and around centre bounce. Having him in there, he's so big and so powerful. That's always something we can use to our advantage. But, we'll see how that pans out.
Kel, Cats fans are en masse on social media, and I know they don't pick the team, but Mitch Hardy's name keeps getting thrown up. What does Mitch Hardy need to keep doing to find himself playing in the AFL 23?
He's just got to keep his form up. You know, one of the things with the team at the minute is we've got a couple of injuries, but not any injuries to players who play in spots that Mitch plays in. You know, he's playing a bit of half forward, bit of midfield in the VFL, and we really rate him, we really like him, but sometimes this is a player's lot that they just have to keep beating the door down. And one of the hardest things in footy, I reckon, is to be a fringe player and be sort of right around the skirts of the team. And it's really hard to, sort of keep motivated and keep playing well and keep training hard and keep looking for places in your game to improve. And Mitch is doing that. So I think to answer your question, he's doing everything he can. He just has to be a bit more patient.
Right. Jake Collar-Jasny, will he spend more time forward? Because that was a cracking goal he kicked last week. He just doesn't get enough looks.
He was pretty happy, really. He doesn't say much, Collar, but there's a little wry smile at quarter time after that. So I can't imagine we're going to swing him there too soon, but potentially.
He was pretty happy with himself at his media conference on Monday morning too when it got raised.
Oh, yeah, he's loving it.
And he slipped me a 50 afterwards too for asking the question, which
well
was
done.
Nice. Yeah. Cal, appreciate your time as always. As Benny said, just throw the invoice, just address it to Benny, will you?
Yeah, no worries.
Sure. That won't get paid. I'll give you the tip.
A few moths coming out of that wallet, I reckon.
Good work.
Good luck tonight, Cal. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Good work,
thanks.
Cal.
James Kelly joining us on K-Rock Football.
The pre-game interview.